This episode is powered by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello and welcome to an all-new Rated R Safety Show. Today is Friday, November the 8th, 2019, day 312 of the year, and only 53 days left. Now, I told you back at the very beginning of when we started doing the transition that we're not coming to you Monday through Friday, that from time to time, we would have episodes that would come out that would not be exactly released at noon. Well, as you can tell, today is one of those days. Hey, not trying to, you know, disturb your normal rhythmic things that you have going on your workday, but at the same time, I wanted to be able to deliver an episode to you, ladies and gentlemen. So it is a little bit later, but I know that we have a holiday coming up over the weekend. Well, not really over on the weekend. It will be on Monday, which will be Veterans Day. And I wanted to make sure that before we got to it, we had in a nice little tight episode for you. So as always, I will start off by telling you, no ranters today because I'm not reading somebody else's rant. If they want to come on, they're more than welcome to. Then go to the RatedRSafetyShow.com, RatedRSafetyShow.com. And we can actually get them set up, and we can even protect their voice if it's needed. Oh, yeah. Just in case if you were wondering, there is some music playing in the background. Was that intentional? To some extent. Of course it was. But let me not bore you too much, and let's get you started with the news.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Well, let's take it from the top, people, with this thing that we call news. So lines formed on Thursday outside of Popeye's locations across the country when the chicken chain reintroduced its coveted chicken sandwich. Popeye's first rolled out the lip-smacking patty a few months back, but botched. Well, it really did botch it by understanding, or underestimating, better saying, the demand. Now the people are so intent on getting their hands on one that some people are getting into fights while in lines outside in case. Just to get a hold of one. A guy was beaten to death for cutting in line, which, you know, that's a little crazy. It is a chicken sandwich here. And I don't think that it can be that good of a chicken sandwich. If you want to send some into the studio, feel more than welcome to. And that's for sure. But I think it's crazy that people would get murdered for a chicken sandwich, or at least jumping in line for a chicken sandwich. I can think about some other more important things that could possibly take place. Anyways, a U.S. firm has been lying about some of its Chinese-made products and how they were made. Prosecutors allege that Long Island-based Aventura Technologies hyped up concerns over cybersecurity and then sold tens of millions worth of surveillance and security equipment to customers that included the U.S. military by claiming that they were made in the good old U.S. of A. And guess what? They were not. They were all straight lies because they were being made in China. China, 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 China. So that makes it a little bit more difficult, of course, because you're not being truthful to your clientele. Anyways, let's continue down the path. A Holocaust survivor in Italy has been placed under police protection after receiving threats of anti-Semitic nut jobs, because there's no other way putting it around it. The 89-year-old found herself under a barrage of daily hate from Jew haters on social media, which inspired her to call the commission to investigate hate and racism. Her call added to abuse, triggering police escorts. What the hell's going on, people? An 89-year-old? You're triggering after an 89-year-old? What is going on? I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. We spoke about this a few days ago. Maybe a few days ago could possibly be yesterday because it really wasn't a few days ago. Popular vaping company Juul, J-U-U-L, has halted the sales of most of its popular e-cig flavors. And then it says mint. The company is caving to pressure from government regulators who cite studies about epidemic of vaping by underagers. Yes, underagers. And the mint flavor was the most popular one among youth and illegal age vapers who quit smoking by switching to Juul, J-U-L-L. I don't know. A lot of pressure there, it seems like, in regards to what they need to be doing with these things. I mean, I guess people need to do whatever they think that it's in their best interest. But man, boy, are the world's getting crazy about these vaping cigarettes. I don't know if it's even becoming one of these things that you can deem it as being better because of all the pushback that people are receiving about this. But that is just humble broadcaster's opinion here. And what do I know? I just get to sit here and tell you about the news. So let's continue. A cop involved in an arrest of the notorious drug lord El Chapo's son was brutalized and murdered in Mexico. Cartel of Chief Mini-Me Ovidio Guzman was captured and held briefly by the Mexican police. But the cartel thugs ambushed the cops in a brutal hail of bullets, forcing this release. Later, thugs found the cops and shot him in a drive-by. More than 150 bullets were dispensed. Holy shit. How crazy is the stuff down there? What do you think about this? How could they have done it to protect themselves in this weird sequence of events, people? It's so crazy, the things that are going on. I just don't get it. I keep on looking at it and going, what can we do as an environment, as a society, and make these things better? But what do I know? I don't live in Mexico, and I don't understand how things work. Let's continue. A 33-year-old reggaeton. Nah, I can't say that. Let's try that again. Who screwed that up on there? Somebody mistyped that. A 33-year-old orangutan that was granted legal personhood in Argentina is now making her way home to the center of the grape apes in Florida. An Argentinian judge in 2015 ruled that the animal named Sandra is not legally an animal, but a non-human person. Explain that shit to me. And has legal rights normally reserved for people. So this orangutan, oh yeah, orangutan, is not a person, but has some rights? How does that work? Anyways, this has been actually circulating in the news stories over the last few days. CBS has just fired the staffer believed to have accessed the tape of the ABC journalist, Amy Robach, in which she vented about the network throttling of the story exposing Jeffrey Epstein. The firing was because CBS staffers formerly worked at ABC and allegedly helped leak the footage. Well, that was a stupid thing to kind of do. But do you think that it was worth the firing of the person? Do you think that by them releasing the information, this could become an issue later down the road for the company to be sued? Hey, it's just your thoughts. I'm asking yours because you know me. I'm going to sit here and give you mine. And you're going to sit here and listen with me because you love me so much. I really do appreciate it. The stock market closed with a new record high on Thursday amid trade wars and claims of the economy is headed towards a recession. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 rose to record levels in the aftermath of reports that trade negotiations with China are making progress. Well, that's good to hear that things are going on the up and up. How do you feel about it? Are you taking your investment plans and investing properly? It's important what you do with your hard-worked money or hard-earned money because I guess you worked for it, so it's earned and it's worked and it's, you know, whatever. But, you know, the people here in the safety realm need to save as much money as they can because some of these jobs pay well and some of these jobs don't, so it's important what you do with it. Let's continue real quick. An increased body of research shows that smartphones use is bad for our health. Oh, yes, all of ours. Studies show that smartphones interfere with our sleep, productivity, mental well-being. Even, are you ready for this? Even having a smartphone in arm's reach can produce our cognitive, or can reduce, better saying, our cognitive ability. Smartphones also increase our stress hormones, cortisol, which can kill our health and reduce our lifespan. So shit, these things that are supposed to make your life so much better does not sound like it's helping it out. Sounds like it's making things worse for you. I don't know. I look at it and go, it's all crazy. But what do I know? I love my little smartphone. But if it's screwing me up, is it worth keeping? I don't know. Somebody needs to tell me what to do here. A Hawaii man has died after falling into a lava tube. Oh, yes, a lava tube while on a stroll through his backyard. The 71-year-old man had not been heard of from several days when authorities came to his house. When they came to his home, they found him dead at the bottom of a 22-foot deep crevice created by the past lava flows from behind his house. Well, I guess that is a real shitty way to die, if you really think about it. Sorry for the passing, but man, I don't know how you would have avoided that one. Anyway, let's talk about the lottery real quick. No lottery winner for Tuesday night Mega Million drawings. Tonight's drawing will be for an estimated $145 million jackpot. Oh yeah, that's a jackpot. Or $97.6 million payout. Also, no winner for Wednesday night's Powerball drawing. Saturday's drawing will be for $50 million jackpot or a payout of $34.9 million. Hey, not a bad precise amount of money, depending on how you want to look at it, people. Anyways, let's take a look real quick of the days of the year that you can celebrate real quick. Because you know that these days are important because we have so many days that we can celebrate throughout the year. So let's take it from the top. Cook Something Bold Day. National Ample Time Day. National Cappuccino Day. National Parents as Teachers Day. National Steam Day. National Dunce Day. I guess I would be participating in that one. X-ray Day. And World Town Planning Day. Well, I guess those are some interesting ones. A little bit out of the norm. Didn't seem to be as popular as some of the other stuff that comes about. Anyways, I really still enjoy doing this program for you, my favorite person on the planet. And I hope that you're taking some time and enjoying these episodes as we break down some of the news and talk about a little bit about safety, about what things are going on in the planet. There is going to be some heavier focus on safety as we go further down. I know that I have been very broad scope about news stories as of late, but we'll make sure to change those going forward. Anyways, you've been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.